Sí. Hola, hola, sí. Hola, hola.
Give me your hand and be my free ticket, my bright future, my conscious love. My life is in your hands.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to MAPFRE's results for the second quarter of 2016. As usual, I'll give an overview of the results and the main business trends, and later Natalia Núñez will explain the financial information in more depth. Here with us is also Fernando Mata, Head of the Strategy and CRO of the group, and we will answer the questions that we have received at the end of the presentation. If any further questions arise during the call, please send them to the specified email address and we will answer them if time permits. Let's now turn to slide number 3. As you can see here, profitability has improved significantly on the year and MAPFRE is on the track to meet its strategic goals. The attributable result has increased 20.5%, reaching 380.4 million euros, and the return on equity has improved 0.8 percentage points to 8.8% year to date. The depreciation of the Venezuelan Bolivar and the Brazilian Real have continued affecting financials. If we exclude the effect of the Venezuela on our accounts, the attributable result would have grown by 26.8%. Total premium fell by 0.8%, mainly due to currency movements. Excluding Venezuela, they would have grown by 1.5%. Non-life premiums are benefiting from the continuous recovery in the Spanish market, the integration of the direct business in Italy and Germany, as well as a steady growth at MAPFRE RE and MAPFRE USA. Life premiums have proven resilient with a 1.3% year-on-year growth despite the complicated market environment. The strength of MAPFRE's agent network in Spain has offset the lower sales of protection products linked to lending in Brazil, as well as the depreciation of the currency. The non-life combined ratio has fallen by 1.6 percentage points to 97.5 6%, driven by improvement in technical management in our main markets, together with the absence of the extraordinary weather-related claims in the US. MAPFRE has actively managed its balance sheet, realizing gains in the investment portfolio with interest rates near record lows during the quarter. We also took advantage of the opportunity to use 1 billion euros in a 10-year senior bond in May with a 1.625% coupon, diversifying our funding sources in very favorable conditions. During 2016, we have seen a strong growth in managed savings, 6.2%, thanks to the life business acquired by Bankinter Vida in Portugal, positive evolution of mutual and pension funds businesses, as well as the appreciation of the Brazilian real during the year. It also reflects the effect of the Union Euro Vida and Duero Pensiones businesses, which are classified as held for sale as a consequence of Banco CEI's communication to exercise the call option. Without this effect, management savings would have grown 10%. Shareholders' equity has increased by 454 million euros during the quarter, 372 million euros during the year, supported by the performance of the investment portfolio and the appreciation of the Brazilian real during 2016. Please turn to slide 5, where we will take a look at the regional breakdown of premiums. As you can see here, MAPFRE has a well-diversified business mix with around 31% of premiums coming from Iberia, 30% in Latin, of which nearly 70% is from Brazil, 11% in North America, 11% in EMEA, and there practically 17% remaining coming from MAPFRE RE. During the year, the variations in premium contribution reflect the positive developments in Iberia, North America, EMEA, and MAPFRE RE. Brazil, that suffered a reduction during the first quarter of the year, reflecting the depreciation of the Brazilian real, is increasing its contribution during the second quarter, especially to the good performance of the business, industrial business and agricultural insurance that offset the slight decrease in motor insurance. Please turn to slide 6. Here we can see the regional breakdown of profit. Results are also well balanced by geographic region, with around 52% of attributable result in Iberia, 26% in Latin, of which nearly 15% is from Brazil, 9% in North America, and 19.5% at MAPFRE RE. EMEA has suffered from extraordinary losses due to negative runoffs in Asistencia, as well as several large corporate claims at Global in the first quarter. Finally, in APAC, results were impacted by the Taiwan earthquake in the first quarter of the year. During the quarter, we have seen the increase in the contribution of results coming from our three main regions, Iberia, Brazil, and North America. And finally, on slide 7, we'll give an update of our solvency position. Our preliminary Solvency II figures as March of 31st, 2016, confirm MAPFRE's strong solvency position. The 200% Solvency II ratio is based on a high-quality capital structure of 8.6 billion euros in eligible own funds, of which 93% is unrestricted Tier 1. capital, and the remaining 7% is grandfathered subordinated debt. Excluding the use of transitional measures for technical provisions, MAPFRE would still have an excellent solvency position of 181%. I will now hand the call over to Natalia, who will explain these figures in greater depth.
Thank you, Esteban, and good morning, everyone. Please, let's move on to slide 9 to take a closer look at the non-life account. On a yearly basis, non-life premiums have fallen by 1.3%. This decline in premiums was mainly driven by a 387 million euros multi-year Pemex policy in Mexico, issued in 2015, as well as the depreciation of the Venezuelan Bolivar and the Brazilian Real. Excluding the effects of Venezuela, premiums would have increased by 1.5%. Premium-wise, we are seeing the following trends. Continued pickup in production in virtually all lines of business in Iberia. Consolidation of the direct insurance business in Italy and Germany, as well as positive developments at MAPFRE USA and MAPFRE RE. The combined ratio has fallen 1.6 percentage points to 97.5% due to a 0.9 percentage improvement in the loss ratio and 0.7 percentage point decrease in the expense ratio. These reductions are stemming from improved technical management in our main markets, especially in Iberia, as well as the absence of extraordinary weather-related claims in the US East Coast. The reduction in expense ratio must also be highlighted and is driven by MAPFRE USA, stemming from higher commissions from ceded reinsurance, as well as lower expenses in Brazil and Iberia across main lines of business. Net financial income has fallen 3.8%. Considering the strong effect of currency movements, the underlying result has actually been quite resilient, given the low interest rate environment. Please, let's move on to the next slide to take a look at the trends during the quarter. On the quarter, premiums have fallen 11%, mainly as a result of seasonality in health and burial insurance in Iberia. In Brazil, we are seeing an improvement in market conditions with a 22% appreciation of the Brazilian real during the year, as well as higher issuance in industrial risk in Brazil, as Esteban mentioned before. There has also been an improvement in claims experience thanks to the absence of heavy rains that affected the first quarter of the year. In the quarter, the combined ratio has increased on a standalone basis by 1.5 percentage points, mainly due to the higher catastrophic losses at MAPFRE RE, including the Alberta wildfires and the heavy flooding in Northern Europe, as well as an uptick in the claims ratio at MAPFRE España, where we have experienced higher frequency of motor and homeowner claims due to seasonality effects. Financial income has performed strongly on the quarter. As Mr. Tejera mentioned before, MAPFRE has been managing the portfolio actively, taking advantage of the nearly record low interest rates to realize gains during the quarter, especially in Iberia and MAPFRE RE. Now we can take a look at the life business on slide 11. Despite the challenging market environment for life products in Europe, premiums grew by 1.3%. In this regard, we are seeing the following trends. Higher sales in Iberia through the agent network and the issuance of savings policies, group savings policies issued at the corporate level. Increasing production in Malta thanks to the attractiveness of the with profits product offering. In Brazil, in turn, premiums and results have both been affected by lower lending activity in the bancassurance channels and the depreciation of the real. The technical financial result has increased by over 5% year on year, supported by higher realization gains at MAPFRE and positive developments of financial income in Latin South and Iberia. These improvements in results were partially offset by worsening of net financial income in Malta due to poor performance in the financial markets during the first quarter of 2016 compared to the first quarter of prior year. On slide 12, we will discuss the main developments during the quarter. Premiums grew by 36% during the quarter, mainly due to these group savings policies in Iberia that we mentioned on previous slide. There are also positive trends in Brazil, where we are seeing that MAPFRE's agent network has performed well, and claims frequency in life protection products has fallen. The strong recovery of the Brazilian real during the quarter, nearly 50%, is also helping to boost results. On the next slide, we will now take a look at the result of other business activities. The result from other business activities has improved 4.2 million euros compared to the previous year. This variation was driven by lower financial expenses at the holding company level. As we mentioned earlier in the presentation, last November, 1 billion euros in a senior bond with a 5.125% coupon mature, and this bond was replaced in May with a 10-year senior bond with a 1.625% coupon. We are still seeing some negative trends in net operating revenues and expenses due to lower activity at non-insurance business in Iberia, as well as negative runoffs, cancellation of unprofitable contracts, and optimization of the cost base at MAPFRE Asistencia in EMEA and MAPFRE Asistencia in North America. On slide 14, we will discuss the main drivers of the consolidated result. Profit before tax has increased by over 11%, explained mainly by the improvement in the results of both the life and non-life business, as we explained on previous slides, together with a lower impact from the result on restatement of financial accounts, stemming from the depreciation of the Venezuelan Bolivar. The attributable result stands at 380.4 million euros, a 20.5% increase, which has been impacted by a slightly higher effective tax rate compared to the previous year, mainly due to the increase of the corporate tax rate in Brazil, which was offset by a decrease, mainly by a decrease in Iberia. The absence of a 31.7 million euros net result from Catalunya Caixa's insurance business in 2015 under discontinued operation. It's also worth mentioning that non-controlling interest fell compared to the previous year, mainly due to a reduction in profits in Brazil. On the next slide, we will take a look at the variations in equity and the balance sheet year to date. Fixed income markets have performed very well during the year, with the Spanish 10-year yields falling from over 1.8% at the beginning of the year to around 1.2% at the end of June. This strong rally has had a very positive impact on the value of our available for sale investment portfolio, although partially offset by shadow accounting. The balance sheet and the investment portfolio has also been influenced by the strong appreciation of the Brazilian real during 2016. The appreciation was 22%, which was slightly offset by the depreciation of the US dollar, 1.5% of depreciation for the US dollar. These movements led to a large recovery in shareholders' equity, €372 million during the year and €454 million during the quarter. The balance sheet variations also reflect an increase in cash as well as financial debt due to the issue of €1 billion of senior debt in May, which was used to partially pay back €450 million of the revolving credit facility, helping this way to diversify our funding sources. The classification of Unión Duero Vida and Duero Pensiones businesses as held for sale, and the incorporation of the life business acquired by Bankinter Vida in Portugal. On slide 17, we will take a closer look at the investment portfolio. We would like here to point out that the conservative asset allocation strategy with around 79% of the portfolio in fixed income, of which 58% is allocated to governments, over 25% of the corporate portfolio is allocated to bonds with collateral, mainly covered bonds. Since the beginning of the year, the value of the investment portfolio has increased by €3.4 billion, reaching €49.7 billion. The main drivers of this variation include an increase in the value of the available for sale portfolio, especially in Spain, a strong increase in Brazil due to the improvements in market value, as well as the appreciation of the real, an increase in cash from the issuance of debt in May, and also the movements in the investment portfolio include the business acquired by Portugal by Bankinter in Portugal by Bankinter Vida, and the exclusion of the investment portfolio of Unión Duero due to its classification as available for sale. Now, on slides 18 and 19, we are going to sum up the main embedded value figures for 2015. Our total embedded value grew by 6.7% in 2015, mainly due to a €204 million increase in adjusted net asset value from the accounting impact of the gains realized from the sale of Catalunya Caixa Vida. The variation in the value of in-force business was less substantial, with a 0.6% increase, reflecting the effect of the sale of Catalunya Caixa. Excluding this effect, the value in force would have grown by 8.4%. From this total value in force, the share belonging to the parent company has increased by 5% between 2014 and 2015, from €1,307 million to €1,375 million. Regarding the value added by new business, it fell by 22%, reflecting mainly the exclusion of Catalunya Caixa from the consolidation scope, as well as a reduction in new business margins driven by the low interest rate environment and a change in the new business mix. On page 19, we can see that during the last few years, the perimeter of the life business has changed due to the inclusion in 2014 of the Bancaja and Layetana portfolios within the Bankia agreement, as well as the sale of Catalunya Caixa Vida in 2015. Embedded value has proven resilient despite the challenging market environment. During 2015, we have seen several positive trends that we must highlight. The value of the in-force business has benefited from positive mortality developments of in-force corporate annuity business and positive contribution of mutual and pension funds due to lower distribution costs and improvements in client retention. New business margins have been resilient despite the low interest rate environment, thanks to growth in higher margin life protection products. You can analyze all these figures in greater detail in the embedded value presentation that we have also made public today. For the time being, this is all from my side, and I will now hand back the call to Mr. Tejera.
Thanks, Natalia. Now we will start the Q&A session to answer the question that most of you have sent us throughout the morning. If any other issues arise in the meantime, please send us an email and we will be happy to respond if time permits. We start.
Thank you. The first set of questions is with regards to the evolution of the business at MAPFRE USA. Michael Hutner from JP Morgan asks, given the new incentive plan, how is the group addressing the US non-life units outside of Massachusetts? Where the loss ratio worsened in the second quarter of 2016, 94.4% versus 91.2% in the first quarter. Why not just shut them down and avoid the dilution of the better Massachusetts results, where the second quarter loss ratio was 68.1% versus 73.3% in the first quarter?
Thank you, Michael. This is Fernando Mata. The situation in the United States and Massachusetts, the realities after the change in tariffs and some of the riding conditions, we are in a better situation and business is profitable and the combined ratio is on a normal path. Related to the expansion has to be funded in this case in internally generated capital from our core business in Massachusetts, no doubt. Reasons for expansion, and we discussed in previous meeting. First is the geographical diversification. Second, to look for growth opportunities in other states. And the third is increased business expertise in and know-how in the world's largest and most mature market. We believe that these measures launched outside Massachusetts will have an effective impact in those states in the coming months, for sure. And according to our plan, we do not consider a new state entry until late 2017. In fact, we are analyzing the performance of some states, and we've seen improvements mainly in homeowners in the majority of the states. And there is still, in personal auto, some work to do, mainly in New York, New Jersey, and California. The remaining states are performing very well.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andrew Sinclair at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Can you please break down gross written premiums increases in North America between tariff increases and volumes?
Thank you, Andrew. The increase in gross written premiums in the North America region is 7.3%. MAPFRE USA increased 8.4%, mainly due to the growth outside of the states of Massachusetts, which was 18.3% above prior year, chiefly in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Florida, and Washington. Connecticut continues to contribute with a large increase stemming from a strong competitive position in marketplaces. In Massachusetts, premiums increased 4% over a prior year. Personal autos written premiums resulted in 2% growth due to competitive environment. 2015 rate change was minus 1.3%. While homeowner is growing at 10% year on year due to tariff increases. As you can see on page 22 of the presentation, the number of homeowner policies increased 3.9% over the prior year, while the average premium per policy increased 6.3% from 2015. Premiums by breakdown by geography as of June 2016 is 69% coming from Massachusetts and 31% from other states. This is the most complete answer we can give you regarding your question.
Thank you. Regarding Brazil, Andrew Sinclair from Bank of America Merrill Lynch sends the following question. Can you please provide local currency growth in the quarter for life and non-life? Can you please break down gross written premiums increases in Brazilian local currency non-life between tariff increases and volumes? And also, can you please update us on the outlook?
MAPFRE Brazil growth in local currency in first half of 2016 is total premiums plus 3.2%, motor minus 12%, life protection minus 8%, mass multiple risk plus 3%, and agro insurance plus 80%. Motor insurance is affected by contraction in number of new car sales and the strong competition. In an environment of high interest rates, the strong competition is something that is very common, is a common factor in these areas, and we don't play this competition war. The companies that are growing in Brazil are those with low tariffs. And on the other hand, companies focused on technical result, consequently with higher tariffs, do not register growth this year in motor. MAPFRE Brazil is not willing to reduce tariffs. In life protection, premiums distributed by Banco do Brasil suffer a contraction stemming mainly from lower amount of loans granted to bank customers. However, life premiums distributed by MAPFRE's network have a growth of 21% in local currency.
Thanks. Paz Ojeda at JV Capital asks, which business was the main driver to premium growth in the quarter? In terms of the combined ratio, what can we expect for the second half of 2016?
As we have said, Paz, hello, the main contributor to premium growth was agro insurance. Growth was 80% in the first half of 2016. As you know, right now it's very difficult to have an idea of the evolution of combined ratio in the second half of the 2016, as most of the claims are related to the worsening economic environment. In any case, we expect to have a better combined ratio than the market, as MAPFRE Brazil is focused on profitable growth while avoiding entering into price wars. Actions in 2016 include cost rationalization plans, an increase in distribution platforms, cross-sell initiatives too, and furthering the penetration of insurance products in Banco do Brasil client base. With all these measures, we hope that the technical result will show better, better results.
Nicolo de la Palma from Exane BNP sends the following question. According to the disclosure from BB Seguridade, in the first quarter, motor insurance suffered from price adjustments of service providers in some states, and credit life insurance due to reported claims which were not fully processed because of registration mismatches. Could you give us an update on both?
Okay, price adjustments are normal in an environment of high inflation and are already translated to tariff calculations. Regarding claims not fully processed, the incurred but not reported provisions are calculating, taking into account these mismatches, these possible mismatches.
Thanks. The next set of questions is regarding the Spanish business. Andrew Sinclair at Bank of America Merrill Lynch and Michael Hutner at JP Morgan would like to know the following about Iberia Non-Life. You indicate that the higher loss ratio for Iberia in the second quarter was down to higher frequency. What have you seen on severity? Is the Baremo having any impact?
Thank you, Andrew. Quite interesting question. And First of all, the first quarter was quite mild in time in terms of weather, and there is no rain or snow practically, and even the number of vehicles and the gas consumption was quite limited as well. And during the second quarter was a pickup of severe weather as well, a lot of rains across Spain, and it was an increase of loss ratio. Regarding the baremo, this and not significant impact on the result. And during the first quarter, what we saw is an increase in the cost of an increase in the cost of severe injuries, and as of June, the average increase of cost is before 5%. It was basically the estimation for our tariffs. So, overview. I mean, the increase of the cost of baremo is quite aligned with the increase of tariffs.
Thanks. Expenses in Iberia were down again quarter on quarter. Can expenses continue to reduce in absolute terms?
We expect an additional reduction as well in the second quarter. And as we already mentioned, there is an inventory of over 100 initiatives in order to cleanse non-performing portfolios and also to reduce expenses as well. And some of them we started last year, and we've seen some of the fruits in the first half of the year. But the main of these initiatives are still ongoing, and we expect further reduction during the second half of the year.
Thanks. Financial income was higher than expected and much higher quarter on quarter. What guidance can you provide on the outlook for financial income in the second quarter? How much of it was gains?
Well, the increase is due mainly to the stronger realization gains, as I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation. The realization gains net of impairments compared to the last quarter were 65.6 in this quarter versus 16 in the first quarter. Stripping out the realized gains from both years, the underlying financial income would be roughly 65 million euros in the first half of 2015, and roughly 68 in the current year.
Thanks. Can you please break down gross written premium increases in Iberia between tariff increases and volumes?
As we already said, that we don't disclose this information, but we can add something that is very important. I mean, the number of insured vehicles of June is quite similar to the one we have in December last year. So basically, our increase in premiums is due to an average increase of the price.
Thanks. Regarding Iberia's life group savings premiums, were these all one-offs, or would we expect further?
Well, even if our people in the commercial lines are very active, this is a result of this. This water has been especially good one. It's impossible to predict if there will be one or two of this kind of operation in the next quarter, but we are very active in this market.
And excluding the group savings premiums, underlying growth still seems strong. What is a fair run rate here? Any change in the product mix from recent quarters?
There are two contrasting movements. First, the MAPFRE specific agency channel is growing strongly with a new product launch in the second quarter having a very good success. It's a 5 year single premium, which is working very, very well. We're witnessing as well that the unit link style products are having a good performance versus last year, but which is clearly due to the decline in interest rate environment. So it's a mix of both, I mean, the single premiums and also the unit-linked products as well. And the decline in the banking channel is due to lower production production in the single and regular premiums due to the focus on protection products, which have, as you know, a higher margin. The trend depends much on the current interest rate environment and customer appetite. However, there are sales campaigns and new products launch scheduled for later in this year, which should help as well to rectify the situation.
Thanks. Michael Hartner at JP Morgan would like to know. A very loss ratio rose from 70% in the first quarter to 74% in the second. Is this a new trend number?
In two quarters, 2016 standalone, there has been slight increase in the loss ratio as a result of seasonality effect, as Mr. Mata mentioned before. Easter this year fell in the first quarter, with the consequent delay in the reporting of claims that have appeared in the second quarter. This is mainly the seasonality effects. These are.
Paz Ojeda at JB Capital had two further questions. First, motor Spain. Can you comment on the expectations for growth in premiums and the performance of the combined ratio?
The tariff increases during 2015 and so far this year have had a positive effect on the net earned premiums. And in addition, a cleansing of the portfolio, and specifically in some fleets, and combined with the mild weather, better underwriting and claims handling as well, have improved the profitability of this business. And there is also a reduction in majority of the operating expenses as well. And well, MAPFRE is actively managing his portfolio business, and we focus on profitability. Clearly, an unknown factor is the future loss experience. However, tariff increases combined with the cleansing of the portfolio should lead to at least to keep the improvement during the second half of the year. In the 2Q 2016 standalone, there has been a slight increase in the loss ratio as a result of the seasonality effect that we already mentioned. So that's it from my side.
The second question from Paz Ojeda is, Unión Duero has been reclassified as a business held for sale. Could you give an indication of the potential gain which you will be booking?
Well, but it's too early to comment these possibilities. We just received the formal application for the call option they have, and we are currently at the beginning of the negotiations.
Thanks. Paz Ojeda also asked the following questions with regards to MAPFRE Asistencia. Can you please explain the negative runoffs in the result from other activities coming from MAPFRE Asistencia? Why aren't the negative runoffs affecting the technical result at said company?
Paz, what we can say regarding this question is that MAPFRE Asistencia has businesses which are insurance products and enter in the technical result account, as well as service businesses which enter in other business activities. On page 57 of the result presentation, you can see the minus 15.8 million losses in business activities at MAPFRE Asistencia, which are reflecting the consolidated numbers. The portfolio cleansing process was well underway at the end of 2015, and the largest economic impact was felt in the fourth quarter of this last year and the first quarter of 2016. And as we have mentioned, it takes time to cancel these types of products, as well as to adapt to the new cost structure. What is important to keep in mind is that premiums have been resilient, and we will return to profitability in Asistencia as a result of the measures taken.
Thank you. Michael Huttner at JP Morgan had the following questions regarding the strategic plan and objectives. Do these results indicate that the progression to the over 11% ROE target by 2018? In the first half of 2016, it was 8.8%. And under 96% combined ratio will be linear. In the first half, it was 97.5%. Or are there easy wins on the way which could lead to positive surprises earlier?
Thank you for your question, Michael. As you know, our strategic focus is on profitable growth, and the targets were set in order to be achieved gradually over a 3-year period. We can conclude we are on track to meet these goals thanks to the measures taken to improve technical management, and some of them they have to be implemented in the remaining period as well in order to reduce expenses in the main markets. And we're pretty confident that we will meet these goals.
Thanks. Andrew Sinclair at Bank of America Merrill Lynch and Maripaz Ojeda at JB Capital Markets had the following questions regarding non-life financial results. Firstly, Andrew Sinclair asked to quantify gains by business unit for this quarter.
The information for the accumulated first 6 months of 2016 by business unit can be found on page 65 of the results presentation. The information for the first quarter of the year was also published in the appendix of our first quarter earnings release. In non-life, realized gains were 88.7 million euros on the quarter, compared to 33.9 million euros in the first quarter of the year. The largest variations were at MAPFRE España with a 33.6 million increase on the quarter and at MAPFRE RE, which also had a large increase. We took advantage, as we have said before, of these historic low levels of interest rates that we have seen in the last quarter to actively manage our portfolio, realizing gains.
Paz Ojeda would like to know the impact of the realized gains on the recurring yield.
Thank you, Paz. Gains were realized at an excellent moment in the market with yields and historic lows. Obviously, there is a toll, and some of the yields have come back up with effects, new investment going forward positively. Basically, they're affecting to Iberia and Spain, and we can assess that the reduction on the recurrent investment income will be like a 20 pp, more or less. And our accounting yield is over 2.5%, which is a wonderful in the current scenario.
Thanks. Andrew Sinclair at Bank of America Merrill Lynch asked the following question. Were there any material reserve releases in this quarter?
Andy, what we can tell you is that reserve releases didn't have a material impact on results during this quarter. This is what we can say.
The next question is regarding negative 83 million euro result in corporate areas and consolidation adjustments. We have received questions from Paco Riquel at NMS1, Andrew Sinclair at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, Michael Huttner at JP Morgan, and Nicolo de la Palma at Exane BNP Paribas.
Okay, we can see that this is very interesting question for all of you, so we will try to answer the best we can. Holding and consolidation adjustments includes general expenses like interest payments, mainly of the three holding companies, MAPFRE SA, MAPFRE America, and MAPFRE Internacional, and also the minority interests at MAPFRE RE and MAPFRE America. and also the non-insurance activities of several subsidiaries, including MAPFRE Asistencia. The consolidation adjustment of the non-life result has fallen from 9.1 million euros to 13.2 million euros due a provision for the multi-year incentive plan for management, which is pending to be allocated to the respective business unit, and we will plan to do so by the end of this year. But this is the main effect that you can see, and this is the main movement of the consolidation adjustments.
Thanks. Paz Ojeda, JB Capital Markets, would like to know the following. Can you comment the evolution of the online subsidiaries of Verti and Direct Line?
Thank you, Paz. First, Verti. As you know, premiums at Verti amount to 40 million euros and have declined 2.5% year on year. The decline basically is due to a reduction in number of units, because we implemented this an increase of tariffs across the board. All in all, Verti is also lined up with the profitable growth main objective, MAPFRE. Regarding integration of the Red Line operation in Italy and Germany, I would like to say that the integration plan is expected to last approximately 2-3 years, more or less. And these acquisitions transfer strong know-how to the group that is already being used throughout MAPFRE's digital transformation and expansion of the digital direct business worldwide, which is, by the way, one of the four strategic lines to be developed during the 3-year period.
Thanks. The next set of questions is regarding the Spanish business. Nicolo de la Palma from Exane BNP Paribas would like to know, regarding the Spanish motor, is it correct that the Baremo reduces the costs for the small injuries, but increases that of severe injuries? If so, does this mean that we will only see the negative effect when you start to settle the severe ones? How long could this take?
Well, the new Baremo excludes some cases of minor injuries, such as whiplash. But it's also true that to say that the more severe claims will take slightly longer to settle, and therefore it should be logical to assume that the impact should increase during the course of the year. This situation has been mitigating, increasing the cost of the average claims to be opened, according to the increase of the Baremo. It will be not a significant impact. However, the effect should be mitigated by the tariff increases, with MAPFRE putting through, which is about 5-6%. As I already mentioned, currently the average cost of claims affected by the Baremo is below 5%. So let's say that there is a perfect correlation between increase of tariffs and increase of cost.
Thank you. Paz Ojeda at JB Capital Markets asks, can you explain the restructuring plans for MAPFRE USA referred to on a slide 13?
Paz, sorry about this, but perhaps it was a misunderstanding. What we were trying to say is that the restructuring plans refer to MAPFRE Asistencia in North America, not MAPFRE USA. As we have mentioned in previously, business volumes have fallen in this market on MAPFRE Asistencia due to a loss of a large client, and the cost base has been optimized to adapt to these changes, including the close of a call center, among other measures. But this is the only reason of this. The restructuring plans refer only to MAPFRE Asistencia in North America.
Nicolo de la Palma at Exane BNP Paribas and Paz Ojeda JB Capital Markets would like to know, what has been done with the proceeds from the 1 billion euro senior debt issue? And what are your plans for the $150 million euros in cash that is left over?
Well, as we mentioned before, we attend the maturity of the $1 billion debt we had at the end of the year, and we substitute this with the mainly with the revolving bank facility we had, and then in May we issued this new issue of $1 billion euros with a 10-year maturity. We paid back at the end of June. We had paid back 450 million euros. The other are a liquidity just at the end of June, due to the fact that we had to attend several current obligations, like increase of capital in MAPFRE Asistencia, which was done and is for 85 million euros, if I remember well the figure. We had to pay also the coupons of the subordinate debt just in this month, and other current activities of the company that needed to liquidity. At the same time, remember that at the end of June we were just on the aftermath of the Brexit, and we preferred to have liquidity for possible opportunities in the process. And at the same time, due to the low prices of the share, we acquired our own shares by roughly less than 1% of the acquisition of own shares. And this is why there is no intention of doing acquisitions with this remaining money. And you can see during the next quarters that the figures of the bank facility can be go down possibly, according to the current necessities of the and the policy of investment we have.
We haven't received any more questions.
Well, thank you for attending our conference call. I would like to thank you again for accompanying us during the presentation. And I will give Natalia the opportunity of announce you the date of the investor date we are planning to do in the last quarter of the year prior to finish this conference call.
I think this is a very good news. I think most of you will value that as a very important step in MAPFRE in order to give more clarity and approach closer to the management. For us, we are very happy to announce, all of us, that on the 16th of November, we will celebrate our first Investor Day, and we will hope you, all of you, to be there. The Investor Day, we will be in Madrid. We will have to decide the venue yet, but it will be in Madrid. So I hope to see you, most of you, there.
Well, I hope also to meet you in Madrid, and in the meantime, I will send you the best wishes for the holidays for both of them that had the opportunity of having them. Thank you for attending the conference call, and goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Every single time. conscience, love. My life is in your hands.